I feel like everything I've done in my life was preparing me to do this. And if somebody had told me in my 20s or 30s I would be running a Buddhist center, I wouldn't have believed them, that I would be an ordained lama. It's something that really had never crossed my mind. You know, I was raised Christian, and I left the Christian church as a teenager, and I didn't practice any faith for many years. My meditation practice started out really for stress reduction, health benefits. And then when I discovered Buddhism, it shifted more for spiritual practice. And the more I studied, the more I read, the more I felt like the Buddhist worldview really fit with my worldview. So I just continued on that path. In about 1995, maybe a little before this, I felt that there was a need for a non-sectarian Buddhist center. So we started very humbly. We rented a room at the Roland Park Community Center. So it was just a very plain room, linoleum tile on the floor. We would haul meditation cushions in our trunk of our car and a portable shrine and set it up. And some weeks nobody showed up. You know, some weeks we might have one. And so I started looking around for another building. And as I came off the freeway, I saw this building and had a big for lease sign on it. The landlord told me the rent, and I said, "Oh my gosh, no! There's no way we could afford that. But thank you very much." And he said, well, tell me, what is it you want to do? And I said, well, we want to start this Buddhist center, and we want to invite Tibetan Buddhist teachers here. And they loved the idea of turning it back into spiritual use. And so they gave us a great deal, way below market value, something we could afford. And, you know, it was kind of like, you know, build it and they will come, you know? I'd say on most Sundays now we have 80, 100 people attend. You know, I guess you just have to take a leap of faith. And so this was my vision, and it seems to have worked out. What am I most proud of regarding accomplishments of the Rime Center? Well, of course, Buddhists aren't supposed to feel proud, but I do take some pride in the fact that we have quite a number of different forms of outreach that help other people. One where once a week we take Ziploc bags, like gallon-sized Ziploc bags filled with food, and we go on a route around the city and drop them off at homeless camps where we know these homeless camps are. We also have a prison outreach program. At one time we had 5 different prisons, Buddhist groups that we were visiting, which was a bit overwhelming. So what's it like working with and teaching Buddhism to inmates? I think what keeps me really motivated to do this is I have just seen unbelievable, dramatic change in some of these guys. I remember one guy in particular, and he had been a member of the Aryan Brotherhood, which is a very racist group. One night, he told me he had experienced a dark night of the soul where he thought, you know, I want to change my life. I don't want to keep living this way. And so he joined the Buddhist group or the Buddhist gang, you know. And he started practicing meditation. I just saw this amazing transformation. When I saw him leave, I'll never forget his words. He said, "You know, Lama Chuck, I've decided that compassion is cool." Well, in Tibetan Buddhism, we have this ideal called a bodhisattva. So a bodhisattva's whole motivation or goal is to put others' needs ahead of their own. In the past, we've given it to such people as the two sisters, the nuns that started Operation Breakthrough, Dr. Sharon Lee, who has the health clinic on Southwest Boulevard. Well, this wasn't my doing, but because I'm retiring, my board chose me for the recipient. You know, I feel very honored that they would select me to do that. And I also feel very humbled. I was surprised. I really was. And I feel like, you know, this vision that I had 20 years ago has really come to fruition. And I feel that it benefits many other people. I mean, I think that's really what the goal should be.